Hello, welcome back. Our guest tonight is the host of The Adam Carolla Show and currently crowdfunding his latest project, No Safe Spaces, a national tour of college campuses with talks about political correctness being filmed for an eventual theatrical release. Adam Carolla is on the show.
That is all correct so far.
So when I initially heard that, and I mean, I kind of fall within your sphere of influence. I feel like I'm on your team for that. And so when I hear that, I think, oh, well, that's good because it's a problem. But, you know, and I'm thinking about, you know, me being in your target demographic and me being the type of person that would buy a ticket to one of your shows. Wouldn't people that come to see your show and support your movie and stuff be, I mean, you're preaching to the choir mostly, aren't you?
Well, you're going to preach to part of the choir anytime you preach, but if you do the thing in this format, in a theatrical format, you can get new, you know, Dennis does a AM conservative talk radio show. I do a podcast. We are talking to the same choir, but we felt like doing a theatrical release would catch a new audience.
But I kind of feel like everyone at this point kind of has like one of those dog cones on where, you know, I mean, conservatives call liberals pussies, liberals call conservative bigots, and we all just kind of live within our own echo chamber.
Yeah, there's an element of that. You know, I think Dennis Prager and I are pretty good examples of guys that are a million miles apart in terms of our background and, you know, his religion. I'm an atheist. He's very educated. I have no education. It would be pretty easy for Prager to look down on me and my zero education and my zero religiosity and not want to listen to anything I have to say, but he's decided I have some degree of wisdom, and it'd be real easy for me to look at him and say, hey, he's an old Jewish guy, he's on his conservative radio show and traveling to Russia when he's 20 and blah, blah, blah. It's got nothing to do with me. But I listen to him. So in a way, we're kind of living examples of what it could be. It doesn't mean I'm ever going to be religious, and it doesn't mean he's ever going to be an atheist. It's simply that we respect each other's opinions and we get on with other things that we may agree on.
But I mean, even then you said, you know, you're never going to change. He's never going to change. So how do we get past where we are?
Well, I think you have to sort of agree like you agree to parent. Like my wife has a very different way of parenting than I have, and vice versa. So what do? I think what we do is we say, we both agree that we want what's best for our twins, right? Yes, we do. Okay.
Right.
So then let's work together to be the best we can be together. We're going to have differences of opinions. We may have arguments. We may have situations. But ultimately, it's about the kids. And in this case, I guess the kids would be the country.
Right.
And we want what's best. So let's do that. And I believe if you take that approach to it, it may be salvageable, the relationship, that is.
Right. I mean, I see the social media thing going on the last couple of days has been people wanting Megyn Kelly to be fired because she has Alex Jones on her show. She interviewed Alex Jones, and people actually want her to be fired for giving a voice to Alex Jones. But I mean, Alex Jones has 2 million YouTube subscribers. I mean, Alex Jones has a voice. It made me think of, like, you know, back in the day when Howard Stern would have the Westboro Baptist Church guys on the show. And I don't think you can do that anymore. And I worry that it's like, it's too far gone, and giving voice to people should matter, even if it's a voice that you don't necessarily agree with.
Well, I agree with your voice on that, and I just feel like this is our sort of attempt to begin to wrestle it back. I do think it's salvageable. I don't know what the alternative from salvageable is. So I don't even want to think about it. It's called unsalvageable. So I think it's salvageable. I do believe that people respond and recognize if it's not screamed at them, they usually respond to it. And I look at myself and Dennis Prager as just a couple of guys who'd like to talk about truth. I'm not here to yell at anyone, and I'm not really here to do anything other than go race my vintage race cars and raise my family.
Right.
I believe I have some information that I can share with people, and if they can hold still and be a little bit open-minded and not take it as the voice of the right or the voice of the left, but just a voice.
Well, have you done any of these shows yet? Have you done test ones that maybe aren't necessarily for the documentary that you're crowdfunding?
Yeah, if you go to nosafespaces.com, you can watch, I think there's 7 or 8 snippets up there of us on stage at Cal State Northridge doing a speaking engagement. And I think you'll like the dynamic. I think you'll like what you're hearing. There'll be things we don't agree on. There'll be plenty of stuff we do agree on. And so, yes, we have started already by going to Cal State Northridge and filming that. And then there's a few more colleges. But this is going to be more than a documentary. It's going to be a film. So there's going to be recreations and young Dennis and young Adam and all kinds of stuff.
And how has it been so far? Is there back and forth? Are the kids getting any information to you guys that you're kind of learning something yourselves? Or is it, you know, you're the teacher, they're the student?
We haven't embarked on the part of it where we sit down and talk to the students. We did one college. We did I wouldn't even call it a lecture. I just call it an evening with Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. And so far, no dialogue with students, but we're going to find out.
Right. And you're going to have probably a mixture of people who actually want to participate and probably some people who want to ask you if there's going to be another Drawn Together movie.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I always forget about that show. A lot of people like that show.
No chance for more Drawn Together, Adam? I was told to ask you that. I shoehorned it in there.
You know, it was a weird project because I've never seen an episode of Drawn Together. And
you just showed up and did your lines?
I did. And the guys who did it were friends of mine, too. And so I feel a little douchey saying that, but for some reason I just never saw an episode and I just would show up and do my lines. And I thought those guys were funny and I thought the scripts were funny. And then I just go home.
It touched somebody because I was told to ask you about it. So
yeah, that there's weird, deep culty Drawn Together fans.
You've heard it before.
I don't hear it often. I don't hear it often, but yes.
I saw something that you said recently that right now is the best time to be an actual racist.
Yeah, I find myself saying that because now we're calling everyone racist all day, every day.
Right. And Nazi. I hear Nazi a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's always been a great time to be a Nazi, though. But now it's the salad days for actual racists. Yeah, because you'll get lumped in with me and college professors and everyone else who's just basically raising their voice.
It's kind of lost its sting.
Well, everything loses its sting when you use it way too liberally, pardon the pun. But I just mean, if you're gonna keep calling people racist, yes, you are gonna. It is gonna lose its sting.
Maybe they need a word that is more than racist.
Maybe we should invent ultra racist or hyper racist or something. You know, there used to be. There used to be sports cars, and then there came super cars, and now they have like hyper cars or ultra cars. You know, maybe we need that with races.
So the crowdfunder is at nosafespaces.com. That takes you directly to the Indiegogo campaign. It's looking pretty good. You're safe, right?
Yeah, well, I think we're doing good. But if people want to go there and give us a hand, we'd always be appreciated.
And the Adam Carolla Show is weekdays on iTunes, not on Stitcher, the Adam Carolla Show.
I'm not aware of that, but you can go to adamcarolla.com, find out anything.
Adamcarolla.com. Adam, thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Take care.